President, those who are following the proceedings of the Senate may be wondering what we're doing. Technically, we are considering the nomination of Congressman Tom Price of Georgia to serve as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, a position he's been nominated for by President Trump. Other members are coming to the floor and discussing other nominees, as Junior Senator from Arizona just discussed the Supreme Court nominee. But I want to make sure that I came to the floor for a few minutes to put my thoughts on the record about the nomination of Congressman Tom Price to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. It almost seems like a natural fit. He's an orthopedic surgeon. This man obviously is gifted and talented and educated and skilled when it comes to the healing arts, and made a living before his election to Congress dealing with complex surgeries. And on that alone, he needs to have honest consideration from all members of the United States Senate as we advise and consent to his nomination as Secretary of Health and Human Services. But he will not be entering surgery when he goes to the Health and Human Services Department, at least not the kind of surgery experience he's had in the past. He is going to be in charge of the most important health care programs in the United States of America. They are programs that literally tens of millions of Americans count on. 50 or 60 million Americans who count on Medicare. Medicare is that program created in the 1960s under President Lyndon Johnson, which said you don't have to reach a point in life where you were so old that you can't work anymore and therefore can't qualify for health insurance at your employment. We're going to create a program that is available for people who are 65 years of age called Medicare. You're going to be able to have health insurance coverage at age 65. It was a dramatic change in the way we looked at healthcare in America, and it was controversial. The medical professions opposed Medicare. They argued that creating this health insurance plan for senior citizens, and later it was expanded to the disabled, meant socialized medicine, which meant that the government was going to make the decision about your health care. No longer you and your doctor. It would be the government making these critical decisions, and so the American Medical Association and many others opposed the creation of Medicare. Despite that opposition, the bill went forward, was passed, and became law. I would go out on a limb today as a politician and say it may be the most popular single political program, perhaps only second to Social Security, in the history of the United States. Overnight, it changed the treatment of our parents and grandparents. There was a time, and there aren't many left who can remember it, when it reached a point where grandma had to come and live with you because there was no place for her to go. She perhaps had worked in life and perhaps hadn't. She had a limited amount of retirement. She had a very modest, if any, Social Security. And she was in and out of the doctor's office in the hospital, and she was in the spare bedroom. I can remember that growing up as a kid. That was considered somewhat normal at the time. In the 1960s, that started to change. It changed, obviously, with Social Security, but also with Medicare. Now, your grandmother had access to a doctor and a hospital, and it didn't cost her her life savings. What a big change it meant. And as we learned, when Medicare was created, almost half of the seniors in America had no health insurance. Now that number is 1 or 2%. Medicare has worked, and it's worked to give people longer lives. That's the real proof. I could sit here and brag about it all I care to, but the bottom line is, senior citizens, starting with the creation of Medicare, started living longer, more independent lives. Isn't that what every senior wants? Decent, good health, and independence in the way that they live. Medicare has been the key to that. It is hard to imagine here in 2017 that we are going to initiate another debate about whether or not America should have Medicare. 50 years later, we're going to go through this debate all over again? Apparently so, because the nominee of President Donald Trump to be the head of the Health and Human Services Department, Congressman Tom Price of Georgia, has said some troubling things about Medicare. In Politico, he said, "Nothing has had a greater negative effect on the delivery of health care than the federal government's intrusion into medicine through Medicare." What was he thinking? He obviously never looked at it from the perspective of someone of limited means who finally had a chance for the protection of health insurance at age 65. I've met those people. One of them is a friend of mine. Her name's Judy. Judy lives in southern Illinois, and I met her because she's a sweet lady who is head of hospitality at a motel where I stay in southern Illinois, and a happy person with a big smile. And I got to know her over the years, and we got to be friends. And I came to learn one day that Judy has spent most of her life in jobs just like that. She is not a lazy person at all, but she's lucky to get part-time jobs. And when I met her at age 63, Judy told me, whispered to me one day, "Senator, I have never had health insurance one day in my life." That is a heartbreaking statement when you think about it, isn't it? That this lady lived 63 years, never once having health insurance. Well, then a couple things happened. She asked me about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was it good for her or not? I told her because her income was at a certain level, she was going to qualify for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act with no premium. She was brought into the Medicaid program at age 63. So for the first time in her life, she had health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A low-income wage earner, eligible for Medicaid at no expense to her. And it didn't come a moment too soon. One of my next trips down south, and I saw Judy, she didn't look as healthy as she once looked. Turns out she'd been diagnosed with diabetes. And now, at age 64, she was in need, desperate need, of ongoing medical care, or complications were likely to set in. It was shortly after that she qualified for Medicare. So Judy has coverage. Judy has a doctor. Judy has people who care about her in her life. And that's why I wonder what Congressman Price, who wants to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, is thinking. What is he thinking about people just like her? Well, let's take a look at what we have before us with his nomination. This department touches the lives of virtually every American, Health and Human Services. I talked about Medicare and Medicaid, but this is the department that's responsible for medical research too. National Institutes of Health, for example. This is the department that oversees the Center for Disease Control, and that's the agency which had to fight the outbreak of Ebola in West Africa. This is the department that is in charge of promoting healthy births of babies in America, and of course, caring for our seniors that I've spoken about. On many of these issues that I've just outlined, Congressman Tom Price of Georgia has made his views very clear. His legislative record and his core values as a Republican congressman from Georgia are in contrast with the missions of the very department that President Trump has asked him to lead. Let's take a look. New York Times said, "Congressman Price's views on the role of government in healthcare can, quote, be summed up in one word, less. Congressman Price has spent his political career opposing many of the basic federal health programs that he's now being asked for permission to oversee. He has repeatedly voted against the Children's Health Insurance Program. That's a program that provides health insurance to 8 million kids in America. We decided, even before passing the Affordable Care Act, we were going to extend health insurance coverage to children, making a real commitment at the federal level on a bipartisan basis to do it. 8 million kids are covered nationwide, 300,000 in Illinois. Now, Congressman Price has spent the last 6 years in a desperate attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. If he were successful in an effort, it would eliminate health insurance for 30 million Americans and lead to dramatic premium increase for those with health insurance. Last year, it was Congressman Price of Georgia who authored the Repeal and Retreat Reconciliation Bill that, thank goodness, was vetoed by President Obama. Bound and determined, Congressman Price was, to eliminate Obamacare. Did he have a replacement? No. And for 6 years, the Republicans have never had a replacement. That's why they're changing their rhetoric. It went from repeal to repeal and replace, and now it's repair. I can't keep up with them. But I will tell you, starting with repeal is inviting a disaster in healthcare in America and calling into question the health insurance coverage of 30 million people in our country. So if Congressman Price had his way, it would mean less funding, fewer services, fewer people covered. In addition to wanting to repeal our healthcare law, Congressman Price wants to fundamentally and negatively change Medicare and Medicaid. Those two programs together serve about a third of the people living in America, 120 million. He wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act's expansion of Medicaid. Remember Judy? Her income was too low. She couldn't pay any health insurance premiums. But because her income was so low, she qualified to be brought under the rolls of Medicaid in Illinois. Over 600,000 people just like her were brought into protection of health insurance for the first time in their lives. This is one of our best tools for primary care for people who are in low-income situations, Medicaid. And because we included in the Affordable Care Act a guarantee that health insurance would cover mental illness and substance abuse treatment, in some parts of my state where opioid addiction and heroin deaths are so prevalent, people with health insurance have access to substance abuse treatment. Congressman Price, who would repeal Obamacare, would eliminate that guarantee in health insurance. Repealing the Medicaid expansion that I mentioned earlier would put 650,000 Illinoisans out of insurance, and our state would lose $37 billion in federal funding over the next decade. Now, what impact does it have if a person shows up at an emergency room sick with no insurance? In America, that person still receives care. But who pays for it? Everybody else. People with health insurance end up paying for those who receive care and don't pay for it. Medicaid makes sure that that hospital receives a payment. So when Congressman Price wants to eliminate the coverage of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, it means less money coming into the hospitals across America. Some hospitals are big and prosperous, and they can take it. Others cannot. In downstate Illinois, where I hail from, small town America, hospitals in those communities losing the Medicaid, which Congressman Price would eliminate, are going to have a tough time staying open. The Illinois Hospital Association tells us we will lose 90,000 jobs if Congressman Price's plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act goes forward. 90,000 in Illinois, and I needn't tell you that they are the best paying jobs in downstate communities. So it's a job killer, and sadly, it endangers the health of the people who count on these hospitals. What is he thinking? He's a doctor. He should be thinking in terms of what it means when you don't protect people with basic health insurance. Right now, if you qualify for Medicaid, you're guaranteed to get health care. Under Congressman Price's plan, the man who wants to be head of Health and Human Services, the guarantee is gone. Illinois would have lost $14 billion in Medicaid funding if Congressman Price had his way. Faced with far less federal funding, the states would have to be forced to find ways to save money, even worse than what we currently have in our state. They might start Medicaid waiting lists or work requirements or cut benefits. Think about it. A person nominated to lead the nation's premier health agency supports proposals that would take health care away from people. It gets worse. Congressman Price wants to privatize Medicare. Be careful when you hear a politician stand up and say, I want to guarantee your access to health insurance. Well, I have access to a lot of things. I can walk onto the showroom floor of people who are selling $85,000, $90,000 cars. I mean, I have access to those showrooms. Can I buy one of them? No, I can't afford it. Most people couldn't, but I have access to it. So when they say you have access to health insurance, the obvious next question is, what kind of health insurance, and how am I going to pay for it? Watch out for that word access. It is a loaded political word. Just the other night, there was a debate. You might have seen it. My colleague Bernie Sanders was debating Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. And darned if Senator Cruz didn't come up with that word saying, we've got to make sure every American has access to health insurance. Nope. We've got to make sure every American has health insurance. How about that? Health insurance they can afford that is worth buying. Congressman Price wants to privatize Medicare. So instead of having a government-run program for tens of millions of Americans, he wants to put the seniors and disabled in America back in the loving arms of health insurance companies. How about that? Do you remember a time when you or your family was on the phone with somebody begging them for health insurance coverage, waiting and waiting and waiting for your turn? That's what he thinks is access, and that's what he believes is good health insurance. I don't. Ending the guarantee of Medicare for hardworking American seniors and handing them a voucher and wishing them good luck on finding their own insurance, that may be access, but it's not protection. The point of voucherizing Medicare is to save the government money by forcing seniors to pay more out of their own pockets. That is Congressman Price's approach, and now he wants to head up the agency in charge of Medicare. Don't take my word for it. As he said, nothing has had a greater negative effect on the delivery of health care than the federal government's intrusion into medicine through Medicare. Since 1965, when we created Medicare, listen to what's happened. Before Medicare, 51% of Americans 65 or older had health care coverage, and nearly 30% lived in poverty. That's before 1965. Today, 98% of seniors have health care coverage, primarily because of Medicare. Fewer than 10% live below the poverty line. It's made a dramatic difference in their quality of life and the length of their lives and the independence that they enjoy in their lives. In addition, by ensuring access to care for more people, Medicare has contributed to life expectancy, 5 years higher today than it was in 1965. So Medicare has helped ensure more seniors have health insurance, fewer seniors are living in poverty, and people are living longer. Is that what Congressman Price considers a negative effect on the delivery of health care? There are so many different issues where Congressman Price has taken what I consider to be radical and extreme views, particularly when it comes to health care. I won't go through the long list, but I will tell you this. We debated the future of Medicare when I was a member of the Simpson-Bowles Commission. We were looking at the deficit situation facing our country and looking, as we should, at entitlements. And many of us said at the time, be careful about raising the eligibility age for Medicare. For a congressman or a senator, a couple more years at a desk before you qualify for Medicare is not a big ask. But if you happen to be a waitress on her feet every day, suffering from arthritis or some other issues, 2 more years in the workplace literally are backbreakers. And if you happen to be driving a truck, making deliveries, changing the Medicare eligibility age from 65 to 67 or 70, that's when you're going to get in trouble. That's when people really are going to face a hardship. Sadly, Congressman Tom Price of Georgia doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that part of it. And because he doesn't, I'm going to be opposing his nomination, watching carefully and closely. There's going to be a battle royal on the floor of the House and the Senate about funding important programs in America. Department of Defense, as important as it is for America's security, wants all the money it can get its hands on. And I want to make sure we always spend enough to keep us safe. But the battle is going to be between defense and non-defense. Non-defense includes health care. Non-defense includes medical research. Non-defense includes education. So now we're going to have someone here at the Department of Health and Human Services who sadly is not committed to the basics of Medicare and Medicaid. That is not good news for seniors and disabled people across America, and that's why I'm going to oppose Congressman Price. I yield the floor.